As we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture from the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, sheep producers attending this past weekend's South Dakota Sheep Growers Association convention in Brookings, South Dakota, got an update on lamb promotion, research at SDSU, as well as their industry priorities for the upcoming Farm Bill. Now, American Sheep Industry Association Executive Director Peter Orwick says they're asking Congress to renew a critical animal health research program in the new Farm Bill.
We have a minor use, minor species program that we're asking to fund, and that's where university USDA researchers help with labeling and research to bring new sheep health products to America. And that's one of the biggest things we can do for any grower in this country is have more health products available.
Well, they also want an FMD vaccine bank and an update to the loan deficiency program for wool.
We do have a small risk management program that we provide for the sheep industry. It's on the wool side, and it's an LDP like the other commodities. If your market has a hiccup or a piece of your market has a hiccup, in this case wool, that you would want to have some type of assistance there. And that's one that we're going to asking Congress to update.
Michigan producer Dale Thorne, an American Lamb Board director, highlighted their promotions designed to boost lamb consumption and overcome the challenge of high retail prices.
American consumers eat about 0.3 pounds of lamb per year per person. And so our biggest push is to try and increase that amount.
And, of course, sheep producers also got an update on leading production research at SDSU from Jeff Held, SDSU Extension Sheep Specialist.
The research that we've been conducting here at SDSU includes some work with improvement in antibody production in lambs to improve their overall health, reducing mortality and morbidity.
Well, Ben Cox, ASI Executive Board Vice President and owner of Producers Livestock Auction Company of Texas, stressed the importance of growing an ethic market in the sheep business.
Through our ring, we sell about three of the hair sheep versus one of the wool sheep lambs. And the ethnic groups buy all of those males and slaughter them directly. Very few are fed in the feed yard. And the ethnic buyers also buy the lighter end of the wool lamb. So they're taking a good deal of our supply and are willing to give a good deal more than your traditional lamb feeders are willing to give for a lot of those lambs. So there's been a increased demand by the people from, you know, the Middle East, the Caribbeans, their lamb and goat eaters.
Well, Maine sheep producer Lisa Webster talked about the growing demand she's seeing on the coast for fresh, natural, and locally produced lamb.
Lamb happens to be the number one protein, as shellfish is, that the fresher it is, the better it's going to taste. So getting that as close to the market as you possibly can is critical.
Well, 2017's been a good year for sheep producers in South Dakota, with lamb and wool prices staying fairly strong and growing excitement about a new innovation in the industry. Well, delays along the Mississippi and Ohio rivers are causing a backlog for grain shippers. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch says low river levels and backups at aging locks have slowed navigation to the Mississippi and its tributaries, driving up the cost of hauling Midwest crops to the Gulf Coast export terminals to near record highs. Now, grain storage along the Mississippi River is filling up quickly. Cash premiums on soybeans at river terminals have dropped to the lowest level since 2011 amid ample available supplies. Now, as newly harvested supplies reach the market, elevators with barges on hand are prioritizing loading soybeans while storing grain if they have space. Shippers also have to load less grain into barges because of low river levels. Now, earlier this week, the closure of an aging lock along the Ohio River created a line of 65 towboats that were waiting to pass. The grain handling woes come as farmers are beginning to harvest bumper corn and soybean crops amid weakening prices. With soybean stocks at a decade high, corn supplies at the biggest in nearly 30 years. We'll be back with more right after this.